I keep trying to buy lemon water, and I keep accidentally buying lime water. When I look at real lemons and limes, I don't have trouble telling them apart, but something about this Crystal Geyser label, the limes, they just look like fucking lemons. And sometimes they're turned around a weird way, so it's hard to see the part where it actually says natural lime flavor on it.
I need you. Like, I think you the one. Mm. I'm like, okay. So, man, before you know it, what, mom, it was next 2 days later, they pulled up big body beers outside the crib, first class, backpack, I'm shaking. Mom, I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was going off the camp or something. I was like, whoa, get to Chicago, never been there for real. You know what I'm saying? And they threw me right on set. I mean, ain't no, it wasn't no training. It wasn't, hey, how you doing? It
was, no acting class.
This Chris Rock. That was my first day. And I literally laid, you know, trailer, I'm talking about trailer, laid out with all the snacks and clothes and jewelry. And I'm like, all right, lay back. I slept for like 4 hours. And then I get up because that first scene was in a prison. I was already nervous. I'm like, I won't go in there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I sit there in the visiting room with Chris and I'm like, I'm just laughing. What am I about to do?
Right. Y'all talking? off camera, like?
Kind of, but he's just a very quiet guy. He kind of sat there on his phone, you know, like very much a businessman. He was handling emails or something. I didn't want to bother about that. You know what I'm saying? But I just, sitting in a room at that point, it was me, Chris, it was Terrence, it was Jesse Smollett, and I was like, what am I about to do? You know what I mean? Because at the first season, I was a fan, so I'm just watching, you know, and I'm just like, what am I about to do? They got me in a crap top. I got a bag. Y'all knew it was new. I was like, what? I'm cold. I got a jacket. You know, but they didn't make me feel like I was new and I didn't know what I was doing. So Lee was like, Breezy, just be yourself. Whatever. And I was like, all right. You know, so that was kind of it. And since then, I think, you know, the more and more time I spent on set with Terrence, Taraji, everybody just was so embracing. You know, yeah, everybody got a big homie, and that's kind of how they were.
Well, I remember, you know, even when it debuted, you know, most of the cast through social media was, you know, very excited for you, very proud, and, you know, posting.
And that's what was the most decent part, because these people didn't, especially Terrence, Taraji, you know, Gabby, Shinobe, these people had kind of already been far out there. But it was never a moment like, she don't get out of here. You know what I'm saying? It was never one of the moments, so it was always cool. Terrence would text every day.
Do they give you advice on set, like acting advice?
Honestly, that set is a little different, and I'm still getting used to that because Empire is top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So everything underneath that is like, well, where's the gourmet food and Lunchables and stuff? You know what I'm saying? So everybody on that set is really who they are. It's weird. Like, Taraji, that's who she is. Whether the camera on or off, Terrence, that's who he is, and everybody else. So, you know, they just was like, be yourself. That's really what it is. And Terrence was like, you know, look at it like this. What would you do if you were in a situation? Somebody put a gun in your face. What you going to do? Somebody smack your mom. What you going to do? How you with that? You get what I'm saying? So that made it a lot easier. I tried not to be scripted. Like a robot, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of just get in the mindset of, you know, it's like freestyle.
So there's a lot of similarities then between you and Frida.
Yeah.
What are the differences?
Differences is I ain't never shot no.
We gon' ball today, fuck tomorrow. That loud. That's loud. Purple or the plastic POP. That's loud. Cash on delivery, COD. That's loud. Push your mouth some time and let them teach you. That's loud. Never bite the hand of the man that feeds you. That's loud. Don't tell you what it's your bread. Don't get amnesia. That's loud. Sleep with one eye closed. They'll back though you and sneak you. That's loud. Know your robot's man and your lawyer number by.
skin part. That's live. You pushing the line, I'm pushing the line. Packing the nine, I'm packing the nine. My bitches are dying, my bitches are dying. She curvy and fine, she curvy and fine. You having your bread, I'm back on my dough. You selling the bones, I'm rapping your shows. You powder your nose, I only do drugs. Mendocino, you're out there. Gotta play the game of life, the game of death. That's live. Don't be no bitch, don't stir up hell the mess. That's love. That's love. Keep praying on this paper, didn't crack. That's love. Dad with two guns in this hand from the AK. That's love. Don't fuck no bitch that fucking with your dog. That love. If you come up, don't forget about your dog. That love. I'm a street nigga, so it's fuck the law. If you broke nigga, that should be against the law. I'm a real hustle, so don't knock that law. It's all about the re-up and the profit. That love.
Oh man.
You know the law is to keep it on Hip Hop Nation, even when you told that it's
going. I assume this like sorish throat and like very light cough and stuff is allergies or something. Like this is just how it's hitting me. I don't know.
Somewhere on the road getting money or something. So DJ Eclipse is.
But I feel fine. It's just where I got my start on rap. Feeling worn out, you know.
And he got my man Royce the 5'9" coming through today. Now Royce dropped his new album Layers. I've been riding around to it all day. It's dope. It's crazy. It's exactly
it's dope, man. It's crazy.
5'9". So definitely keep it right here for that. All after right. That, man. Right now, though, we're going to keep rocking because I'm still in the building. We're going to keep rocking while I'm here.
Cold. I'm with Marley G, bro, flying Hollywood chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose. I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a phone. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
Yeah, I'll drag this out to Boston. If it's an actual sickness, maybe I'll drag it out there and I can be the one. Me. I'll walk out there and just start licking VR headsets and putting controllers under my arms and my armpits.
You just on the list of guest names, and all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games, guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change, and I smoke till I got chest pains. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long, I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail, it ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. But tell me how you love me. You know you're at the top, and all the heavens right above me. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, running from it, motherfucker. All right. Never said beautiful black woman. I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr. 11 grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake. I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense. Check the paw prints. We in the building. You niggas in apartments. Like I come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice. You ain't gotta put a rug on her. Big let the small fall under that. Man, where you stumble at? Throw it in me, gumbo wet. Hang at the fucking beat, jumping like a jumping jack. You know me, I can bitch and have a heart.
Rock Nation. Kanye West featuring Designer. Father, Stretch My Hands. Part 1 and 2.
Part 1 and 2?
My t-shirt, I'ma feel like an asshole. I was high when I met her. We was down in Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her. She get under your skin if you, I don't even wanna talk about it. I don't even wanna talk about it. I don't even wanna say nothing. Everybody gon' say something. I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you something. You know just what we want. I wanna wake up with you.
Beautiful morning, dear summer, morning, morning. Beautiful morning, dear summer, morning, morning.
I just wanna feel liberated.
I think part two is better than part one, but I don't know that I think part two is like amazing either.
Lost my soul, driving fast, lost control, off the road, y'all was broke, remember we always broke, remember I'm coming back, I'm taking all steps.
I got bribes in the London, just at the deal, credit cards in the scammers,
all steps,
legacy, phantom, way see the left, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hands, legacy, phantom, way see the left, pockets full, done, selling ball, game.
That's the only good, that's the good part. That's the good part, dude. Feedback, real friends, Wolves, no more parties in LA. Yeah, I don't really like Wolves that much. But those other three are the three, I think.
Hold up.
That's more new music played here on Hip Hop Nation.
You can holler if you like it.
You can holler if you hate it.
Keep it 100.
Join Hip Hop.
I will keep it 100.
Log on to SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation.
That is not keeping it 100. Logging into the satellite radio website is the opposite of keeping it 100.
That's really where I'm at with it. You know, I'm not really, I haven't jumped out there like, oh, this is me, I'm lit. I ain't jumped out there like on that type time. Like, I'm just chilling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because one thing I do know is tomorrow it could be like, over. I still got my Clippers. My dad came to LA, so I breathe. Put my beard up. Yeah, that's it.
Your mom is with you. Is your mom going everywhere with you?
They rotate. Her and my dad rotate back and forth. Mm. You know, I don't really, I'm not the entourage type. You know, I don't know who's who really for real. You know what I'm saying? I got 7 brothers. I take 2 of them. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? But just people I know, my comfortability is most important. You know what I'm saying? So it could just be me and my dad.
That's right. Breezy's in the building, man, live from Empire. Keep it locked, man. Cannon, let's get it popping. 888 Shape 45. Let's go.
Rock shit for my kids, nigga. That real shit. We still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all niggas better bundle up. And I bet it be a hotter summer. Grab a hundred just to rock it down. Hot now, listen up. Don't you know got sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the king. But without this drug shit, the kids ain't got no way to eat, how? We still try to keep mom smiling. Cause when the teeth stop showing and the stomach starts crawling, then the heat starts flowing. If you're from the hood, I know you feel me. If my sleep start cleaning and my heat stop working, then my heat start working, I'ma rob me a person. Catch a nigga sleeping while he out in the open. And I'ma get it. We gotta raise our kids while we live and make a million off the record. Belt my Lakers out of prison. Fuck a Benny or Alexis. My boys in the squatter. Niggas talk reckless and I hit you when you're slipping. But I'm never snitching, I'm a rider. If my kids hungry, snatch the dishes out your kitchen. I'll be violent till they kick me out of rider.
This is another turn it up, fucker.
Now cut for me, mommy, up. Just cut for me, mommy, just play. Okay, here, break, okay. Here, while they said to get it, headed, she said she glow, la la.
Flip die,
my baby mama. Get the wow.
Okay,
freeway got the hood on smash, pop in tape, step on gas and get ghost. Freeway, got the club on lock, step on stage, shut it down, leave with a fraud, check for an edge, post up, fans are circle the block, call the cops, it's the rock in your area, post up, distribute to the block, freeway, move the rocks in your area, yeah, pop, drop the shit.
Of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I should be up, still coming up with plenty. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole-up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, this man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of this. Which is my favorite dish. But without the money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid for.
Hakim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine. My girl is definitely mad cause it took us 2 months to finish this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying. So let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we out of here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Yeah.
Why are you mechanic?
Me and Katie got so many memories.
Whole lot of memories, but I don't remember where I met your ass at.
I don't know, because you never met my ass.
Here this evening, it's Dave Kendall on First Wave. This week and next, Richard Blade, special guest on This Is The Day, Duran Duran, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern here on First Wave. Classic Duran Duran track.
just heard The Kills from the stage at Coachella 2016. Keep listening for exclusive performances throughout the weekend across multiple SiriusXM channels. Schedule at SiriusXM.com/Coachella. Star out on their 15-year anniversary tour.
Take that back. I am no longer ready for a good time. bullshit. I have to listen to this to see how this goes.
Welcome to the 2016 PBR Built Ford Tough Series. Please welcome the top 35 bull riders in the world.
Well, Montana, here they come.
Montana loves this song.
The greatest bull riders on the face of the planet. We begin with a man from South Carolina. This is Jay Miller.
How about that Stanley superstar Douglas Duncan?
From Mexico, this is Jorge Valdivieso.
From Arkansas, Reese Cates.
And coming to us from Australia, Kurt Shepherd.
We go to the Brazilian, Juliano da Silva.
How about from New Zealand, this is Fraser Babington.
From Hazen, Arkansas,
Fraser Babington.
From Queensland, Australia, Justin Payton.
Paris, Tennessee's Cody Mintz.
From the Lone Star State of Texas, Stormy Wing.
We welcome from Literal Kansas, Casey Hayes.
Now we go north of the border, the Canadian Aaron Roy.
Former world champ, Guilherme Marti.
From Brazil, this is Rubens Barbosa.
Stanley superstar, three-time champ of the world, Silvano Alves.
And from Brazil, this is Valderante Oliveira.
From North Dakota, it's Stetson Lawrence.
From Staley, North Carolina, Cage Gay.
New South Wales, Australia's Lachlan Richardson.
Show me Walla Walla, Washington's Derek Kolbaba.
From Jasper, Texas, give it up for Cooper Davis.
From Missouri, this is Mason Lowe.
Back to Brazil we go for Robson Palermo.
Fellow countryman, Kaique Pacheco.
Brazil's Eduardo Aparecido.
And the 2004 world champion, Mike Lee.
From Oklahoma, we welcome Ryan Dirt-Eater.
From Canada, this is Tanner Burns.
This is Tanner Burns.
It's time to meet those from right here in the home state of Montana. We welcome the young talent making his way in front of a stellar crowd of the home state from the big city of Millstone, Montana, Nevada Newman.
Next, we meet a PBR young gun, ladies and gentlemen, from Ballberg, Montana, Jess Lockwood.
I'm a PBR young gun.
They are the world's best. It's time to meet the top five bull riders of the PBR.
We begin with a Brazilian talent coming in right now, actually holding on to the number six position. From Brazil, it's Wallace de Oliveira.
Next, we meet the man that is sitting fifth in the world from Grand Coulee, Washington, Shane Proctor.
The fourth-ranked bull rider this season is a superstar from Brazil, João Ricardo Vieira.
The man sitting in the number three position, fellow Brazilian, Paulo Lima.
Apparently, Brazil's the place to be for bull riding.
The man on top of the mountain leads the field coming into Montana. He's the number two ranked bull rider in the world, and this weekend could become the new world number one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Brazilian, Paulo Lima. Fabiano Vieira leads the field, and these are the men that will protect them.
That's right, the hardest working men in the PBR. Ladies and gentlemen, these are your Dickies Bullfighters.
We start with a superstar from north of the border in Canada. Please welcome Jesse Burns.
Oh, the veteran of the group, the fearless one from Oklahoma. This is Frank Newsom.
And finally, from way down south in Cotulla, Texas, it's Shorty Gorham.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is one more. He is the exclusive entertainer of the PBR and lives in Choteau, Montana. Give it up for Flip Rasmussen.
Well, friends, this time I'd like to invite you to please stand. Gentlemen, we'll ask that you remove cover and join with us as we pause for a word of invocation. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and we thank you once again for blessing us with the gift of life here in the greatest country in the world. Father, today, selfishly, we'll ask for your hand to save you over each and every one of our contestants, our livestock, our bullfighters, and even our fans as well. We'll ask that you be with each and every one of us tonight as we travel back to our homes or wherever life's road may take us. Father, tonight also we'll ask a special blessing over the leaders of our great nation and most importantly, over the men and women who fight and defend our nation's freedoms. We'll ask all these things as well as forgiveness because we know every breath we take falls short of the glory of your name. In the name above all names, we ask these things. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now to present our nation's colors, this is the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Honor Guard. And now singing our national anthem, the very lovely and talented voice of Miss Tika Larson.
Oh, say can you see by dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
back with PBR Live in a moment on America's only agribusiness and Western lifestyle network, Rural Radio.
It's Jim Cramer, host of CNBC's Mad Money. Heard right here on SiriusXM.
As your investing coach, it's my personal mission to teach you how to become better at managing your money.
You know what?
Take a business investing for beginners.
Moving on.
Where Professor Cramer will be teaching you investing 101. And what does that mean? Probably get the most bang for your buck. Welcome to Mad Money. On CBC Sirius XM 112 or listen on the Sirius XM app.
Sayonara!
Monday at AgriTalk, we'll learn about the new Grow True Leaders campaign as we talk with the CEO of 4-H. And we'll talk with Greg Peterson, Machinery Peak, and talk used equipment. Be sure to join the conversation on AgriTalk, 1 p.m. Central, on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147, or on the Sirius XM app.
I'm Janet Atkinson. On this week's FFA Today, we'll get the latest headlines from around the organization, meet a 2015 Board Law and World Food Prize intern from Delaware, and get a recap of Montana's state FFA convention held earlier this month in Bozeman. Finally, we'll meet Gary Mosbaugh, advisor with Southmont FFA chapter in Indiana. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio and on Sirius On Demand. livestock, grains.
Get started with an overnight trade.
Losses and gains.
What an eventful day it is.
Every weekday, RFDTV keeps viewers up to date, not only on major market moves, but on their causes.
It's a little bit of everything you talked about that's driving the market.
With expert commentary from the center of it all.
Volatility is extremely high.
Count on RFDTV's Market Day Report and Rural Radio on SiriusXM to make sense of what's driving the market. RFDTV, Rural America's most important network.
Out of the gate with more PBR Live now on Rural Radio.
Well, get the lights turned on. Glad to have everybody here. Round number one of the Stanley Performance in Action Invitational presented by Cooper Tires. Ladies and gentlemen, just a couple of seconds away, we're going to turn our television cameras on to you folks here. And here's the deal. We're going to put you on our PBR live broadcast.
Well, here we are tonight. Coming fast and furious. It's going to hit really hard, really quick. You're going to see some big name guys right out of the gate. We're going to start Cooper Davis. We'll see Ruben Barbosa, Jay Miller, and Cody Nance in this first section. As you watch Cooper Davis get ready to go, got a bull called the Hulk. You listen to fans here. They have build-ins. They packed house here in Montana. Our guys, Clint Atkins and Matt West, who you've already seen a lot on tonight, in action here, brought them with us on the pre-show. We'll get you down there to be able to listen to them set up the night, and then we'll get you inside of the bucket and shoot with Cooper Davis.
It's an invitational presented by Cooper Tires. Glad to have all of you here. I am Clint Atkins, joined alongside me to my left, Mr. Paul Olima. I mean Matt West. Down here with me tonight, the beautiful Monster Energy girls.
So, in case you haven't heard, right now, the number two ranked bull rider in the world, Fabiano Vieira, has a chance this weekend to overtake the world number one and become the new leader.
No,
Paulo Lima holding strong at number three. There, we got it out of the air.
We did. Well, Matt, like the Cowboys of the PBR Stanley Tools, of course, perform and measure up to the toughest job site conditions. And ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, Stanley has placed three tool bounties on the line. The first one, of course, is worth $2,500, Matt. It goes to the Cowboy who wins the Stanley Performance in Action Invitational. And then, tomorrow, the Cowboy who draws and successfully rides Stanley Fat Max at tomorrow's 15-15 bucking battle will earn a second bounty worth $2,000.
That's right.
Two of the three.
But it's not all about the bull riders themselves. We have something special for the fans here this weekend in Billings, Montana as well. That's right. We take a look at it. The third bounty this week is worth $500. It'll be claimed by one lucky Stanley PBR Facebook fan.
Ooh.
So for a chance to win, all you got to do is go to Stanley PBR's Facebook page, look for Stanley Fat Max Bull Bounty Promo, and post to the top of the page, Stanley Performance right. in Action. Making it all possible here this weekend, along with our friends at Cooper Tires. Wouldn't do it without the fans of Billings.
Folks, it's time to ride some bulls. They are ready with Cooper Davis of Texas. Look at this ride. Let's go to eight.
A4G, band, no tree.
Oh!
Yes, sir.
Cooper.
That right there is how you want to start the weekend off. CD Cooper Davis from Jasper, Texas, taking care of the Hulk. Here in round
something about bull riding that just doesn't translate to radio, especially when they are announcing it for television, where they can just say, "Oh, look at that! He's riding that bull!"
All their bulls could get on five this weekend. Cooper is one of those. He's going to set the pace for us. How about 86¾ points? 86¾ for CD.
So many points on the line here this weekend. As he said, it is a marathon. So. We'll talk a lot about bonus points. We'll talk a lot about
Cooper right there. You jump in 86 and change right out of the gate. You got a big smile on your face. How relieving is it to be the first guy out and get just to be able to sit on the top of the leaderboard and watch everybody else?
Yeah, that's what we came here to do is start out with a bang. And once you get that person down, it'll roll off from here.
Man, that was a great bull ride. I mean, that was a really good bull ride.
Yeah, that bull is actually a lot better than I thought he was going to be. And, I never felt comfortable on him, but kept hustling, and before you know it, the whistle goes off.
Great job on a Friday night action. Cooper Davis, we'll let him get out of here. He's going to be your lead dog, and unless somebody does something pretty spectacular, I think he's going to be on top of that position for quite some time.
All right, I got to get gas. I'm going to pump gas. quality bull rods, I bet.
Damn. 5 Eastern and 3 in the mountains. And again, Sunday at 1 Eastern exclusively. Rural Radio, SiriusXM 147, and the SiriusXM app.
Texas is full of, I like that none of the announcers on this station seem to be able to really sing rural properly either. So it's Rural Radio. What, Rural Radio?
Finding places to be that truly are one of a kind. So why don't you hop in and travel with me every weekend at 10 a.m. Sunday. Texas Country Reporter right here on Rural Radio.
All right.
Exclusively on Sirius
XM. I'll take that. That's not bad.
Out of the gate with more PBR Live now on Rural Radio.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You loved it.
What?
It's about time.
I do. I think everybody in the building right now should have. I'm with you.
I think everybody should gather together real quick. And,
there's a fly in the car.
I got an idea. Let's all just put your hands up, will you?
Get out of the car, goddammit. Riding DJ, no, just play like 15 seconds of songs. I mean, it's pretty much what I do in the car every day anyway.
Three time world champ, ready to go.
Look at this. Oh, switching it up. Hang on. 8 seconds.
Yeah, that bull switching it up, but not able to get it done now. They're telling me they're going to review this.
Oh. Instant replay is ruining the game. The game of professional bull riding.
The Shifted's Big R replay. And I am going to go because all I can do is guess here. And it is on time. Now, as we watch this back, we'll talk a little bit of PBR 101. How many of you are here at your first PBR event ever?
Really?
Okay. That's about
where you been.
Exactly. So watching this back, and of course, rules pretty simple. You must ride the bull for 8 seconds. You cannot touch the bull or yourself during that 8-second ride with your free arm. If you do, you will be disqualified if you have any part of that bull rope in your hand. In 8 seconds, you'd be flying through the air. But as long as you have part of that bull rope in your hand, it is a qualified ride. And ladies and gentlemen, they are telling me right now, 7.98 seconds. He lost that bull rope before the 8 seconds, and there it will be a no score.
Can't we just round that up? Can we just round it up and just make it 8?
I don't think so.
Robson Palermo.
And High Chaparral, the name of the bull. Very talented, three-time PBR World Finals champion, Matt Guthrie.
A guy that has fought his entire career, Clint, with injuries. Now, he looks to be healthy, and it has shown in his performance thus far this season. We've seen him in the top 10. We've seen him in the top 5 right now. He is looking to climb back inside.
He started out as solid as one could be, but it's been a roller coaster ride the last couple of weeks. Slid back to 12th in the world. He was inside the top 10. The Monster Energy Bull Runner. I'm ready. Let's go. In trouble.
Up, guys.
That's
up.
Watch Frank Newsom.
Heads up, guys. Great job, guys. Great job. All right, folks, this is what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to take a deep breath.
Okay.
We're going to lay back and let Dr. Taney Freeman and staff take care of Ross.
Sound of someone being loaded onto a stretcher? What the fuck are we even...
I think you were able to see the same replay that we were able to see that I watched and took a look at a moment ago. Initial fear was that he might have got stepped on, took a shot there, but it didn't look like he got stepped on as hard as he landed on the point of his shoulder. In this sport, we've seen this knockout a lot where a guy lands right here on the point of his shoulder really hard. And we've seen a lot of guys get knocked out extremely hard like that. And Palermo down the arena floor, and we just had him on the pre-show a minute ago. He was in great spirits, and he's just such a veteran athlete. Our sports medicine team down on the arena floor right now, everybody's dead quiet and dead silent because of their concern for him. We see a lot of guys in this sport get knocked out. That's not anything new, but every time it still kind of just takes the breath out of me a little bit. So right now, our thoughts and prayers, obviously, with him. And I know I'm sure his family is at home watching right now. And they've seen, you know, Robson in a lot of situations where he takes shots. So nothing new to this sport. We can just hope right now and pray and keep our thoughts and concerns with him that he's going to be okay. He took a very hard hit right there. And they're going to assist him out. They're going to assist him out on the arena. No matter what, we'll put him on the stretcher and we'll take him out in any situation, no matter what. So the replay up right now. Let's get you to the replay action, see if you can watch it. So let's take a look right now, replay rolling in action. Like I said, I didn't think that he just landed really hard, and the crazy thing is, you watch that replay, is you see guys land like that a lot, and nothing happened. And you see guys like that land a lot like that, and nothing happened. But it only takes that one situation and that one time when he landed, it's enough to knock you out. But I can tell you this: if we have an update tonight, as soon as we have one, we'll be giving it to you. So stay tuned with us. We get set to go inside the bucket shoot right now. We're going to go to Nevada, Cleveland, the Young Montana Cowboy we talked about earlier. Let's listen to our arena action and see how Nevada does.
Inside that Stanley bucket shoot is a young man that has been here in Billings all week long promoting this Stanley Performance in Action Invitational. Telling fans about it, telling them about his journey. At 23 years old, he gets ready to do it in front of the home state. Folks, this is Millstone, Montana's Nevada Newman. Here we go. Billings Banjos, the name of the bull for kids stepping in here tonight. 21st in the world and can make a huge climb in the next 3 days. Montana, what do you say? Let's help the kid from Millstone. Round one, what can we do? Come on, Nevada.
Let's help him! Oh, he's in trouble! Oh, man. Thought this was signed, sealed, and delivered. And Nevada Newman denied here in round number one. Gotta be a heartbreaker. He wanted that desperately. Good news for all these guys. This is a 3-day weekend. certainly not out of this after what happens in round one. It's more pressure on the shoulders. Speaking of pressure, Mason Lowe, Exeter, Missouri. Very talented 22-year-old bull rider. And Stevie Windows from Bird Bucking Bulls. Mason Lowe.
Inside of the bucking chute right now with Mason Lowe. This is a guy that missed last week due to strep throat. Let me just tell you something. Strep throat is terrible. Mason Lowe had it. I've had it twice this year thanks to my lovely 8-year-old daughter. But Mason Lowe was unable to compete in Little Rock because of it. He looks like he took the weekend off and maybe the rest did him good. I'll be surprised if this doesn't go to a review. I'm looking right now to see. They are. I'm looking at the review official right now. I can see his lips moving. He's already putting the headset on. This is going to be a review situation for Mason Lowe. Coming back off the missed weekend in Little Rock due to the strep throat. Watch right here and see. They're obviously looking at her, the judge, the review official. In fact, I'm about 10 yards from the review official right now from my position where I'm standing here at the monitor. And I heard him say reviewing for time. Remember, judges can review for a number of things. Knots, slaps. I'm looking for the 8 second here. So it's 7.5. 7.7. So they went to Mount Rushmore. 7.8 and then 7.93. Look at that. I think there's going to get him right here with a red light going up. It is already official. No score for Mason Lowe, and he is a guy that will be in. Mason Lowe is going to be on fire hot leaving here. He's a guy that gets very, very heated. So your leaderboard.
By heated,
right,
do you mean
now,
drunk?
The action and talking about the leaderboard for you.
It's gonna get
a
heat on.
A whole lot changing in there just a moment ago. You saw Jay Miller. You saw Cooper Davis do what they do. Leaderboard on top. Jay Miller is still your guy. On camera though, I want you to take a look at this face. This very young teenage face from Bulldog, Montana, with braces on. This is the next Lockwood in line. This is Jake Lockwood, another young man that a lot of people have been talking about. Jake, I'm not going to keep you because I know your brother's getting ready to go, but how excited are you to be able to watch him and come here and compete? And I know you know how important it is to him.
Yeah, it's just been one of his dreams. And I mean,
what kind of dream is it for you? Because I've seen some of your videos as well. You're a pretty handy bull rider yourself.
Yeah, it means everything to come and ride here, and just one of them lifetime goals and everything. So
tell everybody how old you are.
16.
16, couple years. This is the guy you got to be watching out for too. Jake Lockwood, I'll let you get up there and help your brother. I know your dad's up there as well. He's coming up next. We're going to take a quick break, and when we do, we'll come back. Jess Lockwood's the man that's going to be on deck.
Back with PBR Live in a moment on America's only agribusiness and Western lifestyle network, Rural Radio.
The SiriusXM Comedy Channel. Larry Cable Guy.
This is Jeff Oxworthy.
It's Larry Comedy Rail.
Comedy Central Radio brings you the biggest names in comedy. You'll hear from the best stand-up comedy. Central's massive library.
Laugh. USA.
Clean comedy.
Oh, no, that's funny.
Comedy Club.
Iconic comedians on SiriusXM.
Yeah, that's a good one.
SiriusXM Comedy. Channels 94 to 99.
You want to put LOL after that?
Hi, everybody. I'm Marlon Bowling, your host for Commodity Wrap. Join us each weekday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, as we preview the day's trade ahead of the opening bell.
And drop the freshest commodity wraps.
6 Central, recapping the day's commodity price movements, along with live interviews from the trading floor and respected analysts from all around the country. We're gathering the news and insights you need to stay ahead of the curve and protect your bottom line on Commodity Wrap on Rural Radio, your trusted market authority.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson. On this week's FFA Today, we'll get the latest headlines from around the organization, meet a 2015 Boardwalk World Food Prize intern from Delaware, and get a recap of Montana's state FFA convention held earlier this month in Bozeman. Finally, we'll meet Gary Mosbaugh, advisor of the Southmont FFA chapter in Indiana. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio and on Sirius On Demand.
Out of the gate with more PBR Live now on Rural Radio.
Lady
is about to announce his name. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear how loud the fans in Montana are going to get. There are a lot of fans of this young man. He lives just a handful of hours away from here in a little town called Baltimore, Montana. And it is way, way out there in the middle of nowhere. But since this kid was about 14 years old, people have been talking about Jess Lockwood, Jess Lockwood this, Jess Lockwood that. Well, he finally arrived. It took him about, you saw he got through about 10 events in the Blue Devils Tour, but he finally made it to the Billboard Sub Series, and that shocked a lot of people. But once he got here, he has been a handful to deal with. Lockwood going to work. He's comfortable. He's at 7. He's wearing one out to 8. High Vita Loca not going to be enough of a match for the young talent, and we're going to talk to him as he comes off. The people here are going crazy. Lockwood fired up. We'll talk to him in just a moment. Let's listen in to the score as he comes in.
The Cowboy knocking it out of the park. How about the numbers? 86 3/4 points.
Not even enough for the lead. You're screwed.
All right. I'm home.
That's pretty cool. Everybody have a good weekend. And I'll, see you later.